Governor Doug Ducey late last week signed HB 2404 into law shortly after lawmakers gave the measure their final approval. The bill outlaws the practice of paying initiative petition signature gatherers by the signature. Rather, they'll have to be paid by the hour. Supporters, like the bill's sponsor, Republican Vince Leach, say Arizonans have lost faith in the initiative process.
This process has become subject to fraud, some would say rife with fraud, forgery and fabrications.
The measure and others in the legislature this year that would affect the initiative process are seen as a result of the passage of Prop 206 this past November. The Arizona Chamber of Commerce, which opposed the higher minimum wage, was strongly in support of HB 2404. Critics worry it'll put a nearly insurmountable hurdle in the way of citizen initiatives making the ballot. So now the question is, what's the next step for opponents? For that, I'm joined by Jocelyn Berry, Executive Director of Progress Now Arizona. And Jocelyn, what kinds of conversations have you been having about what to do now that the governor has signed 2404?
Yes, so we've been having a lot of conversations with our coalition members since we've been running the campaign against these bills for the last couple of weeks. And so the conversations we're having now that that bill was signed are looking into all our possible options. We're looking into a possible referendum on the ballot. And then we're also looking into legal recourse, a possible lawsuit against the bill, because bills similar to this one have been struck down in other states. But what we're really focusing on is, no matter what, holding legislators accountable and letting constituents know that their legislator voted to take away their constitutional rights to direct democracy.
Do you personally have a preference, or have you sensed a consensus on what the next step should be?
No, we're still really examining the options. So we're going to be talking with our members and finding out what our options are and what the best pathway is to take now.
You mentioned a possible lawsuit and how similar bills have been struck down in other states. Are the laws or are the state constitutions in those states similar enough to those in Arizona that the same kind of arguments used there would be applicable here?
I think so, yeah. I think it comes down to, you know, a First Amendment question about what rights citizens have to get measures put on the ballot. Doug Ducey and the chamber have said that this is a minor tweak to our Constitution, but I think it's actually a major attack on voters' constitutional rights to direct democracy.
How much will the decision come down to how costly the potential step will be that you want to take next?
It's definitely part of it, but there are a lot of other options to be looking at. I think the main thing that we're looking at is that this is just another attack by Governor Ducey and the chamber and our legislature on voters' constitutional rights, and that's the main issue we're looking at. Is, you know, this is a death by a thousand cuts to our ballot measure process after the chamber, you know, was upset that voters passed Prop 206, and they've been looking at ways to cut back on voters' rights to direct democracy on the ballot. And so we're really looking at ways we can protect voters' rights to the ballot measure process.
You referenced a few other bills that are dealing with ballot initiatives and referenda that you've been opposed to. Is this one sort of the most egregious in your mind? I mean, if those other bills make it either to the ballot in 2018 or to the governor's desk, would groups like yours be as worked up about them as you are and upset as you are over this one?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's a package of six different bills that have been moving through the legislature that all attack the ballot measure process in different ways. And 2404 is part of that, and we're looking at some of the other bills that have moved. A few we think have died in committee since they didn't receive a hearing, but we're also getting word that there could be possible strikers as early as Tuesday, and so we're really looking into that. You know, the strike could be about strict compliance. So these bills, you know, nothing's dead until sine die, so we're looking for how these bills could pop up in different ways, and we're definitely concerned about that.
When do you think you need to decide what your next step will be? And I ask because if, for example, you're going to try to refer to the ballot, there's not a lot of time. That has to happen within 90 days after the end of the session.
Right, but I think we've been able to really quickly mobilize our members and our constituents about this issue. There's a lot of passion behind this. We've done polling that shows voters still feel strongly about Prop 105 and the Voter Protection Act. And, you know, we've been working with our members to run a hands-off our ballot measure campaign, and that was mobilized very fast. So people are very passionate about this issue. They are not fooled by the legislature's attack on their right to the ballot, and they are aware of what's going on, and they are interested in getting mobilized to fight back against these types of attacks.
Based on the conversations you've had so far, at least preliminarily, have you set even like a target deadline of having a decision of what you might want to do?
I think in the next couple of weeks, we're looking at trying to finalize our decision about what our next step is going to be.
Jocelyn Berry is the executive director of Progress Now Arizona. Jocelyn, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Mark.